My soul is not contained within the limits of my body. My body is contained within the limitlessness of my soul. I've often said that I wished people could realize all their dreams and wealth and fame, and so that they could see that it's not where you're going to find your sense of completion. I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Because everything you gain in life will rot and fall apart, and all that will be left of you is what was in your heart. We're not the avatars we create. We're not the pictures on the film stock. We are the light that shines through. All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting, but not truly compelling. Our eyes are not viewers. They are also projectors that are running a second story over the picture that we see in front of us all the time. Fear is writing that script. Now, fear is going to be a player in your life. But you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying that you can ask the universe for it. Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. As far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass. Why not take a chance on faith? Not religion, but faith. Not hope, but faith. I don't believe in hope. Hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire and faith leaps over it. You are ready and able to do beautiful things in this world. And after you walk through those doors today, you will only ever have two choices, love or fear. Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart.
That's a video to get pumped for this new year, 2016. Welcome, everybody. That was Jim Carrey talking at the Maharaji University of Management, wherever the hell that is. He is doing his commencement speech. And that video always gets me pumped for some reason. So I hope you guys enjoyed it and it did the same to you as well. Welcome to Pull Up a Seat. Welcome to 2016. Not exactly sure what happened to the last year, where it all went, but I'm pretty sure that the next year is going to be even better. I'm Alex Starr, and took December off, took a little hiatus, had some family stuff going on in the holidays, so I hope everyone enjoyed those. And now we are back, bigger than ever, in January. Got some great shows coming up. This is the last show recording with my phone, so the audio quality is good. But it's not great, as you can tell from my audio here on this intro. Got some new mics. So the phone was great for traveling around a lot. If anyone is interested, I used Boss Jock, which is a great app for recording on the go. And I'm still using that just with some killer mics to improve the audio quality. So this one is the last one with the below high quality audio. But still great. And I got Corey Ruth on here today, which she just crushed it. Genuine, honest, authentic, everything that I love doing these podcasts for. And she comes on and she is right now getting her master's in nutritional science. She's got a website, thesavvysweetpotato.com, that even though it's vegetarian, I swear it has good stuff. It's got breakfast, lunch, dinner, desserts, drinks, all types of cool stuff. And we delve into a wide range of topics on this podcast, the biggest one being self-love. We talk a lot about, there's a book that is titled Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. I'll post a link on the site. And if you're interested, then you can check that out. And if you would like to check out the pictures of what everyone looks like that has been on this show, I don't know about you, but whenever I listen to people on the radio or on a podcast, I picture what they look like in my head, and then I look them up, and they never look like what I thought they looked like in my head. Ever. Never, ever do they look like it. I don't know what phenomenon that is, but it's probably in a science journal somewhere. And if you guys are curious, then go to alexstarr.com and see what all these wonderful people look like. And maybe you'll be surprised, maybe you won't. Maybe this is just a personal problem that I have. So thanks for tuning in. Leave me some comments, subscribe, leave me some reviews if you fancy. Tell your friends, don't tell your friends. Please tell your friends. And I will catch you guys on the next one.
Welcome to Pull Up a Seat with your host, Alex Starr.
What I wanted to ask you about was your edible project.
Yeah. Edibles. That sounds devious in nature.
I said like my edibles? I said like that on purpose.
Get you eyes.
There is a bong right there in the corner, so.
There is a bong in the corner. That's Sandman.
Yeah.
He can come to the party. Actually, no, I have to.
I will. You know what that'll happen is I'll do that, and then about 5 minutes, I'll say, you know what, can we take a break from the podcast so I can go take a nap? We'll finish this later.
I'm so full of pancakes.
We'll finish this later. No, I'll keep eating pancakes.
No. Well, me and Sandman will reconvene at about 8:30 p.m. tonight.
That's when the best time to smoke weed is.
Yeah.
In the evening.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you've done super productive stuff all day.
You've done all your shit. I use it as a reward.
Yeah.
I get all my shit done. I do all my whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, I'm like, you know.
What do you do when you get high, usually?
What don't I do in a high? I'm just kidding.
Are you an active stoner?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
People are like, oh, like, stoners, you know, they don't get shit done. I get shit done.
So at the end of the day, after you've done all your productive stuff, you smoke and then get more stuff done?
Oh. I thought, no, that's just weekends. No. If I smoke at like 8:30, I'm like, I don't know, like hanging out and, you know, reading or doing something like for fun.
Music or something?
Yeah. Or watching something on Netflix. Netflixing, chilling by myself. Actually. Sometimes I Amazon Prime and Commitment. Woo! Sometimes that.
Amazon Prime has some good stuff too, yeah.
They do. I've recently
I just watch Entourage. I don't know what else they have on there.
Oh. There's a whole world, my friend.
Is there?
Whole world.
So Netflix and chill. Do you text yourself?
A whole new world.
A dazzling. Do you text yourself, hey, Netflix and chill tonight, girl?
I do. And then I reply.
Respond,
and I'm like,
dumb D.
Down. Yeah, and I get all nervous and excited at the same time.
Pep your hair.
Yeah, you know.
Smoke the bowl.
Put on some lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I just get into leggings at night. my edible peace project. Yeah, so that, I've had this food blog for a while. For over a year now.
Yeah, no, I follow it religiously.
Do you? You cook everything?
Everything. Everything with meat in it. Everything with meat in it.
Okay.
I've made every recipe that has meat.
That's impressive. Huh. So zero.
Yeah. Oh,
nice. Good. I'm glad that you are an avid reader.
Mm-hmm. I do read all your posts.
No, that's cool. Most people don't.
Well, last year I tried to make one. Remember? Or I made.
Oh yeah, the shake, the date shake. I think you told me. The easiest one. I mean the date shake.
No.
Step one: put shit in blender. Step two: hit blend. Three.
This is the recipe for me. Out of all of Corey's recipes, this one speaks to me. This recipe is talking to me.
I'm glad you found your.
No, it was a vegetable. I mean, it was actual plate.
Nice. It was actual food.
So I went to Trader Joe's. I drove to Tucson even.
Oh my god.
And got stuff from Trader Joe's.
That is dedication.
Yeah.
Nice.
I made it. But besides that,
it wasn't memorable. Apparently.
I don't remember what the hell it was.
Okay.
It had a lot of ingredients I couldn't pronounce. and vegetables I'd never heard of.
Okay.
Cool. Zucchini, something weird like that. Yeah,
cart?
Yes, one of those.
Steamed
yeah.
carts?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
I didn't know what steaming was. I threw it in the sauna at the gym.
Oh, my God.
It was fucking weird. People were looking at me. Why is this guy bringing a carrot?
That is an interesting experiment, actually.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, but I read all your posts.
It's cool. I think you're... Sorry. So popular, you know.
You heard Do Not Disturb?
One text in the back. Sorry. People, stop getting hold of me. I'm busy. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I've been having this blog for like over a year now. I think I've tried to post like every week. Try to stay consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I can't. Sometimes life.
Life gets in the way.
Yeah, like work, paying rent.
Something. Boy toys.
Yeah. So, but I've tried to keep it consistent. I kind of wanted to do something different. I felt like. I mean, it's cool, like, writing about recipes and stuff, but I wanted to bring in another aspect to it. So I came up with that.
I feel like it was from reading your posts and stuff, because I read them, so it was almost the necessary next step.
Yeah.
Like, where you took it to the next level. It was a relationship. Yeah. You asked to move in together. You brought that up.
Yep.
You know?
It went well.
You jumped into the deep end, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
No regrets, no regrets. Yeah.
Can't have any regrets, no.
Now I have a tattoo on my
just
gotta
jump in and hope you can swim.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think when I read it, I was like, this makes sense.
Yeah.
This is the logical next step. You're taking it to the next level.
Sweet. Yeah, I want to. People are like, oh, you could do videos and stuff, but I don't know. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever get there.
But it's a website for the people who don't know, thesavvysweetpotato.com.
Yes.
And you got... all types. You got breakfast, desserts, lunches,
entrees,
dinners.
Drinks.
No, entrees. Yeah, entrees.
It's called an entree.
An entree.
And
shakes.
Sides.
Smoothies. Sides.
Cocktails.
Whatever you want. Cocktails. Hold the tail. She's got everything.
Yep, that's everything.
But it does. You have a lot of different, diverse amount of recipes.
Mm-hmm. I have stuff that's... I don't have any meat recipes. Because I don't eat meat. I eat everything I make, obviously. But I might incorporate that in.
Guys,
soon.
Keep listening.
Stay on. Well, we lost them. But there's eggs, cheese, fish, stuff.
No, and the stuff is... stuff. It is. It's good.
Cookies.
Healthy. It's
yeah.
Yeah, you do. You have, sweets and stuff.
Yeah. There are a lot of sweets.
Mm-hmm.
naturally. I think I talked to you on the phone. I told you about I had this big revelation about before I started this.
When I was on the fire, we talked that one.
Yeah, it was on the phone, and I told you that I saw this quote and I was like, whoa, this quote's crazy.
Oh, really, you had it. Yeah, right. It
resonated with me
and your boyfriend stuff and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it was
an epiphany.
It was an epiphany.
Yeah, that's
you.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I had. So it kind of was based off that, I guess, but
you wanted to refresh my, I remember the basics.
Yeah.
What was the exact line? Do you remember?
The quote,
yeah.
Yeah, I totally remember.
What is it?
It's weird. I if I wouldn't have seen that, I don't know, it changed my life.
What was it?
I was at this table, sitting here.
Let's reenact.
So I was sitting here, it's like a Thursday, and I was having
what time of day?
Glass of cheap Zinfandel, 6:30 p.m.
Like a 2002 Zin?
Probably.
Okay.
Peppery.
Okay, afternoon, peppery Zin.
Pungent. So I'm sitting here just drinking my wine, hanging out with my roommate, and then I happen to glance over, I don't even remember what I was looking at, but I saw this quote, and it said, whatever you're starving for from somebody else, you have to give yourself.
Oh, that's okay.
And I was like, it sounds kind of vague and whatever, but it really made sense to me.
Yeah.
It really did. Because I don't know, I think especially as a girl and before I was with the person I'm with now, as a single girl, you seek validation from your relationships or from the people that you're with or that you're seeing or not seeing, whatever. And we were talking about earlier, when you go to Christmas, you go to Thanksgiving dinner, your family is if you're single, especially as a girl, where's, you know, Mr. Right? Like, you know, where's your special someone? Oh, single again? You know, kind of thing. Yeah, and it's like, and you're like, fuck. I thought I was doing so good.
And you were doing good, but all of a sudden...
Yeah, you're probably balling out. But because you're single, you are a loser. So, anyways, it's just that whole thing. And it, the older I get, the more I feel that.
Yeah.
And so... And it's true, like, when you're as a girl or as a guy, too, I'm sure, but you do. You seek a certain sense of validation from seeing somebody.
And people, in, I think, from people in general.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't realize it,
right. So, yeah, I had this, like, epiphany. I was like, oh, shit, like, I've definitely done that. Like, I've been, like, I, no matter how much I do for myself, it's never enough. Like, if nobody else is echoing back to me, like, it's okay, like, you're doing fine, or you're doing well. It doesn't feel like it's real. And so I saw that quote, and I was like, oh my god, that's so true. Like, especially for me, like, I've dated people, I've dated a lot of people, and it never felt like enough. And it's, I was always breaking up with them, being like, oh, you know, they did this, and I didn't like that about them, you know?
Yeah.
It's not, it wasn't, it probably wasn't them. Like, the problem is me. Like, I'm the problem.
It's not you, it's me, but it's seriously.
No, but really, it's me. Really? For real?
Yeah,
though?
No, it's me. I'm not kidding. I have major issues. It is me. You're just saying
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Yeah. It is. Uh-huh. It was. So it's like, okay, what am I going to, okay, like, I've had this grand revelation. Like, what am I going to do about it? And the answer, the solution, not, I don't know, it's an ongoing project, but, which is why I call it a project, but just making yourself better, like, making, it sounds so much easier than it is. It's fucking hard, but.
It's a work project.
At it every day. It's your relationship with yourself. It's the most important one that you'll ever have, and you're the one who has to live with you for the rest of your fucking life. So you gotta like yourself.
Excellent point, yeah.
Date yourself, you know? Yeah. Make dinner for yourself. Yeah. Take yourself out on dates.
Yeah, Netflix and chill with yourself.
Netflix and chill with yourself. I do it all the time. It's great. Sometimes I invite the bong too, but mostly it's me. And it's great. Uh-huh. And it's, dating yourself is like the most fun. No, but I didn't get that. I didn't, you really have to like, you have to love yourself. It's like the, okay, it's like the oxygen principle when you're on a plane and they tell you before, you know, when you're running out of air, you have to put your mask on.
Didn't they mention that in the book that I recommended to you?
Did they?
I think so, because I definitely have heard that metaphor before.
Did I say that to you? I think I told you.
Did you? I think it's in that book.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, well, wherever. It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Makes sense. Well, you told me about that book after I told you about, which was a really cool book, by the way.
Yeah, that book.
Forget the guy's name.
I don't know. The book is Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It.
Yeah. Kind of cheesy, but makes sense, though.
It's super cheesy. It's so cheesy. For the cheesiest stuff.
Cheese, and like you said, everywhere. Gruyere, cheddar.
Delicious.
Oozing.
Yeah. Oozing, fermented.
No, I want cheese.
Cheesy cheese. We just had cheese.
I know, but I don't know. But it's so true.
Yeah, well, and I think, too, that, like, civilization, and especially if you were to really capitalist society, they don't want you to love yourself.
No.
This might be, like, really conspiracy theory sounding, but give me a sec. Mm. If you love yourself and you say to yourself, I am the person that I've always wanted to be deep inside. Yeah. I am awesome. I am strong. I am capable. Mm. I am confident. Whatever I want to do, I can try and do it. And maybe I'll fail, but I'll keep fucking trying because I'm awesome.
No,
and not
you're narcissistic
awesome.
Now.
No, not even that. I'm saying that once you get to that point where you stop looking, you should always have like feedback from people. So when your parents say, hey, Alex, you're a drug addict, we'd like to talk to you. Not that they have, but if they said that, you should... You know, you should take some people's opinions into account,
absolutely.
But, you know, when you stop looking for everyone for validation all the time, like you said, and when you stop comparing yourself all the time, and when you actually sit there and go, I love myself, you become, like, I became more, it sounds almost feminine, it sounds, like, cheesy and kind of, you know?
Yeah.
But I became more manly when I started loving myself. I started going, yeah, it's fucking right, like... I love the fact that I am a man and I can do these manly things.
No, I hear
and,
you.
But I think society, if you become that person, you're a shitty consumer.
You are. You're not going to go buy a fashion magazine.
You're not going to. You're going to buy. You're going to buy new clothes to live decent, and you're going to buy food because you need to live, and you're going to live in a place.
Yeah.
But all the extra bullshit, you're not going to buy.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be. And you're not going to be scared.
Mm-mm.
You know, you're going to be scared when someone comes and attacks you, but you're not going to be scared to have this like. Little nagging
are
anxiety
they gonna
guy.
Like me?
Yeah.
Fuck them. Like,
yeah, you don't care because you love yourself. And all the weird thing, too, is all of a sudden everyone does like you a lot.
It's so true.
Because you love it. You're not faking it.
No,
you're, just being
you're not
authentic.
Desperate.
And it's a it's a practice. Like,
it is. It's you have to commit to it every day.
Yeah.
It's a relationship.
Yeah.
You have to put work in.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, you do.
It doesn't come
like
easy.
It's a gym.
You don't just wake up and you're like, yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I read this book and life is just
not that easy.
Smooth sailing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true, and it really changes you. When I was, and have you ever, gone out with someone and you can, smell the, desperatism? I know that sounds bad, but you're like, ooh, they're, really, they need somebody. Have you ever felt like that when you've been on a date?
I know what you're talking about, yeah. Not so much on dates, but just people in general.
Other aspects of life where you're just like, the person's trying really hard, you know?
You can tell, you can see the struggle in their eyes. And I only can see it because I see it within myself sometimes.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you can all relate to when you see someone happy, you go, oh, that's cool. I know what happiness feels like.
Yeah.
And you see, that struggle in their eye where it's like, oh, dude, I don't...
Yeah, it's
and
just
I don't
not...
even... How do you even know what that is? I mean, how... Like, can you just... You know when you see it, but you can't describe it to
me?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you see that in somebody.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. Yeah. It's... You see it, and it's a... It's a turnoff, not even in the romantic sense, but it's like a, I don't know, you don't have, you're not drawn to that person.
No.
You're drawn to somebody who has confidence and with strength and...
Positive energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I felt like when I was dating guys, especially in LA and stuff, I felt like, I don't know, I didn't quite grasp that. Not saying that I'm 100%, I mean, I work on it every day now versus not doing it in the past. I do little things and whatever. But I didn't feel like when I met the person that I'm dating now, I lost that sense of desperate. I didn't have that. And I wasn't, for the first time, I wasn't meeting somebody and being like, oh, what are things going to be like? What 5-6 months down the road,
Yeah.
I wasn't in that. I wasn't even looking past that day. I just didn't care. I wasn't seeking validation. I wasn't I need somebody. I need it. It no longer mattered to me. Oh, my ring just broke. What?
Podcasts have a way of doing that. Yeah.
No.
They're ring breakers. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Why didn't you warn me? It's got to super glue it. Anyway, I didn't have that desperatism, and I feel like it made all the difference in finally having a relationship that is healthy and growing.
You had that when you first met him? Or you had that because remember when we talked, you had been dating.
Right.
For a while.
I did. It had started, but I didn't really know what it was. And I couldn't identify it and put it into words.
Mm-hmm.
Only when I saw that quote, I realized I was like, okay, this is what I've been working towards. This is what I need to go towards. This is what I need to do. And I've been working towards it more and more ever since.
Damn. How do you work on it?
Little things. I set time every day. it sounds really cheesy, but I set a timer.
We
on
have
phone.
A lot of cheese. This seems to be a very cheese.
It's not a vegan conversation. Not for the lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
I set a timer on my phone for 30 minutes every day. I put my phone away and I do whatever the fuck I want for 30 minutes. I read, I paint, I cook. Even if I don't get done with what I'm reading or what I'm cooking, whatever, I set that, those 30 minutes I set just for myself. Nobody else. I don't answer texts. I don't answer emails. I don't do anything. I do it for me. And so I've been doing that every day, and it helps a lot. But also, it's just the older you get, too. You just stop caring.
Yeah,
you're just I'm going to, this is who I am, and if you don't like it, that's okay. If you do it, awesome, come hang out. So
Well, I think epiphanies like that, it's all about timing.
You
could have read that quote. I could have read that book 5 years ago and been it's almost trying to think of a good metaphor here, but it's kind of like when you, like, it's like a little, I don't know, you have to line up like the, I'm trying to think of a game or something where you have to, right. everything has to line up, like skee-ball.
Right.
You know, like, it has to, you have to be aiming in the right direction, mm-hmm. and there's got to be, that's like, true. The thing you're aiming at that's able to, you know, catch it and stuff. I mean, everything has to be lined up.
Right.
If not, then totally. It's just the ball hits the just thing, falls you, on you missed the 100-point thing, and it goes to the bottom and comes out, the, you know, the end, you, get, you don't get any tickets. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get the stuffed animal.
No!
You know? Or the little, like, oh, fake helicopter or... thing. Yeah. Yeah. Or, like, stupid pencils. Chuck E. Cheese.
I was going to say, when's the last time
you... You know how many tickets they used to give you, and then you'd go and take it, and you're like, this is for sure going to buy me a house.
Yeah.
Like, I think they may give me Chuck E. Cheese with all these tickets. And then you go there, and they're like, so yeah, here, you've gotten an eraser. What am I supposed to do with an eraser? Homework?
Ew. God.
I wanted that huge, you know, that like...
just keeps you coming back like an addict. You
yeah.
just, like, keep getting those tickets.
Gotta go back and hit the gopher head and all those games. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, everything does. It has to line up. If you would have read that thing.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so now you're at the, like, you know, you get to that age, so you get to that point in your life, and all of a sudden you need it, and it's like, holy right. shit. Is that...
Yeah.
Has this secret been here the whole time?
I know.
Where has it been hiding?
I know. Yep. I might have seen a quote like that, similar, and I didn't. I was like, whatever, keep doing what I do.
Yeah, love yourself. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I do like myself. What are you talking about?
I know. Yeah.
Especially when you're younger, self-love, too. It's like.
It's hard.
Yeah, and you get so much. And then, you get feedback from
well-meaning
people, too, like your family. And they little things, too, like you said, like the relationship things.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, you could go into the situation going, I feel great about my life. I love myself. Everything's gravy. And you're going out with family, friends, and you get comments, and then you start to doubt yourself. And
yeah. And we were talking about it earlier.
What is the truth?
There is a difference between guys and girls in that regard. Like,
oh, yeah.
Guys... I don't know. I'm not a guy, but I don't think guys get it half as bad as girls do.
No, that's what I was. Yeah, that's what I was telling you.
Yeah,
I get comments, but it's
more like pat on the back, getting pussy tonight.
Yeah, like
my parents are like, why not you getting married?
Yeah,
I'm like fuck, mom. Yeah, I'm bad.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then inside, you're thinking, I'm really cool with where I'm at. Even if it's not relationship stuff. Even if it's when are you gonna get a real? I get that a lot. When are you gonna get a permanent job?
Yeah,
you know, but you're getting. Whoever's talking to you is just, you're getting, you're absorbing their projections of how they think the world should be.
Yeah. Like, why?
And then, especially if it's someone that, you know, a friend or even a well-meaning person, you're still getting their projection.
Totally.
You know?
And then,
but that's not your reality. That's theirs that they're just kind of throwing at you and hoping that you're going to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know.
And you got to get out the bat and be like, hit home run. Oh, there we go. There's a metaphor.
That's
better than the skee ball one.
I don't know, though. I like the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
I like that one.
That was a good tangent.
Yeah. No, there is a fine line, though. You're right. About, like, listening. If someone was like, Corey, like, we need to have an intervention.
Yeah.
No more cheese. Or, you know, something worse.
Yeah.
Versus, like, oh, why are you married? Or why are you, you know.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, no. Like, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
There's a fine line about taking in advice and, like, letting it roll off you, for sure.
Yeah.
But definitely the older I get, the more I feel that. So, yep.
It's a sweet, it's almost like this little, that book, I swear, it almost, just that whole concept of self-love first.
Yeah.
Is almost, I would say, the biggest secret I've ever uncovered. About life in general.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
And if you just, and I don't know about you, did you try and say it to yourself? Like, just,
I love myself.
Did you have negative things trying to push through?
Oh, yeah.
And then you
totally.
Don't, I think the best thing about that practice, you just do it for a day.
Yeah.
All that, what really helps, even if you don't start to really fully love yourself after the day, which you're not going to, but it helps, but you start to notice all the little negative things,
like the little voice, the
little,
like,
weeds that are trying to pop up through your nice lawn that you're trying to
Yeah, it's
down.
Like a whack-a-mole. Just
you're like,
fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, just little, and it's almost, and that's the scariest part. I've said it before.
Yeah.
Is the little, you're possessed by a devil at that point, I think. Negative thoughts like that are habit, that you are not in control of,
that
might as well be the devil you're possessed by.
So true.
What is that?
I mean,
what the fuck is that? You're just possessed by these. doubts and like self-restrictions that came from childhood, that came from your upbringing, that came from your psyche, your karma, whatever you want to call it.
Some of them
came
come from up God, from
I don't know, whatever you believe in.
Deep, yeah. Yeah.
And it's a devil.
Yeah, but they can help steer you too, you know?
Like, how do you mean?
Because if you didn't have those and you were just like, woo, I'm the shit, you know? Like, no. Like, you've got to be brought back down to the ground sometimes. It is. And it's like, all right, like, yeah, like, it's all about that balance. Like, you've got to have your own positive thoughts and, like, wow, like, and recognize your, like, accomplishments. Like, you ever notice how if someone gives you a compliment, you forget it? But if someone tells something negative, you stew it. And you, like, it sits in you. And it's like, why are they imbalanced? Like, they're essentially, they're both comments about yourself. Like, why do we let one take precedence? It doesn't, I don't know.
That's a weird
but
point.
But you have to, you're going to have both of them all the time. It's going to be a duality. So it's like, you kind of need both of them. Because one, if you got a balance, you have one, you got all the good. You're like, no. Like, I've still got, there's always room for improvement. Always.
Yeah, totally. But I don't think that if you really start to love yourself, those little negative things, you're always going to have things to improve upon.
Yeah.
But those negative thoughts in your head are useless. Mm. They don't serve a purpose of improvement.
Right.
They're just grabbing at your ankles.
Yeah.
When you're trying to fly. That's all they are to me.
That's true.
It's not a reality check. It's just dragging me down to try and get to where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. But it depends on the comment, but...
Or no, I'm talking about in your own head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the comment... the comment in your head, yeah.
Yeah. But I hear you. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Why am I... I don't...
Okay,
then you start to unravel it.
And human condition.
Yeah, but that's a good point, too, with what people say. I read something...
Yeah.
I read in a book one time, it said that whether someone compliments you or... Uh-huh. You know, disses you. Mm-hmm. They say you look great today or you look hideous.
Yeah.
Both should affect you the same.
Yeah.
You shouldn't
both
let the compliment go to your head and be like, you know.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't let the other thing. It's just
if
that person's in a good mood.
Right. Right.
And they'll probably tell you look good because they'll probably think they look good.
Yeah.
And then the other person is feeling insecure that day. So they're going to say, wow, you wore that dress or you wore that shirt.
Yeah.
And then it's
such
like,
a reflection of them.
What? Yeah. I thought I looked good when I left, but now I'm not sure if I look good, you know?
I know. It's so weird. Yeah. Have you ever like been having a really shitty day and then someone gives you a compliment and just like makes your whole day?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
But it can go the other way too.
Yeah.
You're like just cruising and then someone says something, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You can sit here and be like, Corey, I think you are the most beautiful person I've ever seen in the world.
Sick.
You radiate beauty. Mm-hmm. Or you can go,
thanks.
When'd you dye your hair? Huh.
Yeah.
Actually, just the whole, like, I don't know, your nose ring. Yeah.
All right. Now we're getting personal.
Did you? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
you can just
know,
say, like, have you worked out lately? And, like, some girl
said. Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
I know.
And then,
but that's where.
But you're the exact same person.
That's right. I know. Yeah, I know. That's so true. That's where I think that's where the whole thing, like self-love, you know, like if you have enough of it, you're less likely to be affected by that stuff.
Yeah.
If you're, I don't know, it's really hard though. It's hard in our society, like where like, you know, I like scroll through Instagram and I see all these like perfect looking, you know, people and I'm just
comparisons,
like,
yeah.
Comparison, and I'm just like, and then... I don't know, it depends on my mood. It depends on the day. Sometimes I'm like, whatever, like, I don't give a shit. Some days I'm like, huh, wish I was, you know, looking like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, it just depends. It's interesting.
Some days are
easier.
Yeah.
Than others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did that, because when I read the description for the Edible Peace Project.
Yeah.
You know when you can read things or you talk to people, which is one of the things I help with.
I don't know how to read
these podcasts. When you, that's why you just listen to music.
That's why I just listen to podcasts because I can't read.
I can help you.
Thank you.
You can tell when something's authentic or not.
True. Oh yeah.
I don't know how.
It's writing in your own voice. I think.
What?
Like, if you're writing like, if I'm writing about something I don't really give a shit about, which happens frequently,
for school, I'd imagine,
or even for work or whatever, like, I just don't care.
Yeah,
I have a different voice than when I'm writing, if I'm super into something. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's more natural and it flows and it's just better writing. So, yeah, I think you can definitely tell. You can tell if someone's being authentic based on that. Not all the time, but...
It comes through, though. You're right.
Yeah, it comes through.
It came through when I read the Edible Peace Project.
Good.
It came through that you were...
Sweet.
Yeah. It came through that you were coming at it from a place of authenticity. And, mm-hmm. like, this is what...
Yeah.
This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. This is what the purpose of this is.
Yeah.
Good.
Yay.
You know, if you don't...
Makes me happy.
Yeah. If you don't like it, then go fuck yourself. Kind of. That's, you know...
That's a horrible... I don't really say that or think that.
But. No. But it has that, like, connotation. I'm just like, this is me. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're cool with it.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Which is badass. That's about as badass as a person can get, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's cool. It's always cool to witness that with anybody.
Yeah, but I saw it, even just reading it online, which I don't know how it comes through, but you can tell, even online when you read things.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is true. This is authentic.
Yeah.
That's not. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But it was.
Yeah.
I read it, and I thought to myself, wow, this is cool. This is the next step for her.
Good.
And it's... legit, yeah.
Good. Yeah. I don't know what's gonna come of it, if anything, but if anything, I, like...
Well, give the...
goal?
Or
what is it? Or
the synopsis of it.
Basically, so, my blog now, I post a recipe pretty much every week, and I wanted to... I really... I love science. I'm, like, fascinated with science, and I wanted to combine the science of, like... what makes a certain food good for you and healthy, nutritious, but, like, what does that do for the other part of your health, which is spiritual and mental?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's, you know, physical health and there's mental and spiritual health.
And you're a graduate student, so I know you're a graduate student.
Yeah. Cal State LA.
Cal State LA, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's...
in nutrition.
Nutritional science.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it's... and. I work my job right now, like, my boss is putting this, she calls it her, like, passion project.
Uh-huh.
And it's she has a history in, like, oncology research, and so she's doing, like, breast cancer and nutrition. And so I was like, that's really cool. Like, and she doesn't care, like, what is to come of it. Like, she wants to do it no matter what. And I was like, that's cool. Like, I want to approach it the same way. I don't care if anything ever comes of it, but the fact that I'm putting it out there, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, the same for you. And, like, for any passionate, like, project, like, if you were to take, like, your podcast, like, if you're essentially, like, you started it for you, you know? Like, you want to get your message out there and you want to have other people hear it.
Yeah, which almost I think I told you about that. It makes me feel like I want more listeners, but it's like, why do I want more listeners? For my ego or
no,
to listen?
It's not about that.
Yeah, tell me more about that because it makes me feel better.
It's not feeding the ego as much as you. The reason you want to have this podcast is because you want to put information out there in the world.
Yeah.
You want, like I've listened to your podcast. I've had, like, a shitty day and listened to your podcast and been like, wow, thank God I listened to that because that really just helped me that day or longer or whatever. Like, and that, how does that make you feel when I say that to you?
Very good. Yeah. Thank you.
Stroking a little bit more. No.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Yeah, it just. Yeah. That was my goal. That is my goal.
Your goal.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So with this, it's like I want other people to read it, and if it resonates with them, awesome. If it doesn't, that's okay. But the fact that is like, the point of like is getting the information out there,
and that's healthy
and
eating and how food is the foundation of...
Yeah, food is preventative medicine,
right?
I feel. My brother's, he's a doctor, so he has all this, like, medical, you know, knowledge, and so I hear all that, and I thought about med school. I thought about it really long and hard, actually, because I love science, but to me, food is preventative, and there's so many qualities about it. Most people don't know, like, I could name off, like, herbs and tell you, like, what... You know, like, oregano, like, why is that good? Like, oh, it's got anti-inflammatory. Like, but there's tons of pieces of food that people don't know about. And so I wanted to integrate that into the recipe and wanted to give more of an education than rather than just, like, here's how you fry a pancake.
Right.
No, like, what goes into the pancake that makes it good for you? Like, how does that nurture your body and how does it make you feel, can make you feel really good. So, yeah, that was the point of it. But it's still, you know, it's young and growing and yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's an extremely, extremely important information to get out there at this time in history.
I think so, too.
In fact, I would go as far as to say it's the most important.
Nutrition? Because,
yeah.
It's, yeah.
I noticed in my life, it is the foundation of everything you do.
I know.
And you don't think about it because, once again, conspiracy theory sounding.
Oh.
But you
got crazy over here.
It makes you, yeah, like,
no. Yeah.
I don't know how to cook. I know how to cook basic stuff, but
yeah.
I'm dependent on the system to provide me with nutrition.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Most people are. We're pathetic.
Aww.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As humans, like, I have to rely on someone else to get just my basic needs met.
It's such a shift.
Unless you work on a farm or something.
50 years ago.
Yeah.
Such a shift.
Yeah. I'm dependent on other people to give me food that I trust is like decent food. It's not. It's a bunch
of
crap food.
You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's grown.
And
you don't know what happened to it.
Yeah. And it's just, you don't eat that many vegetables. And then when I do eat healthy for a week, it has, like you said, emotional well-being. Everything about you, your life just seems way better, and it's weird to think that that's from food.
Yeah.
You think there's no way that can come from food, is what you think.
Well, that, you know, you are what you eat.
It's true. Yeah, okay, okay.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nutrition is such a young science, comparatively speaking. Like, there's really, like, it hasn't been around. I mean, it's been around, but, like, the way it is now, like, it's growing so rapidly right now, and it's so exciting to be a part of. But you've like experimented with like sugar and like, right? And like drinking and like.
Oh, I am a full blown sugar addict. 100%. And if I have to make sure I am careful about my alcohol consumption because that's a slippery slope for me too.
I know. I hear you.
Because I guess I've been reading on it.
About that too.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's,
Yeah.
I'm a full blown sugar addict. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, and I'm trying to take steps to get that back.
Okay.
And I think
Steph is admitting it.
Yeah, right.
Steph is admitting it.
And I think a lot of people are that don't realize it, or maybe I just tell myself that.
Well, it's everywhere. It's in everything. How
it
can
is,
you not
it's
be?
It's everywhere, and it's
yeah.
It is. I mean, when I eat it, sometimes I think, "Oh God, this is the stuff. This is it. This is
spoken like a true addict."
And oh yeah, and it's just so. Trying to go off
syringes
it.
Syringes in the bathroom.
Yeah, if you could put some high fructose corn syrup in it, and I could shoot
whoa,
it to
whoa,
my
whoa,
arm.
We go raw honey over here.
Oh,
honey,
okay, yeah.
Sauce.
If you could put some agave syrup in it.
Nice.
It has to be from a certain district in Mexico.
Okay.
Though. That's the only time, it's the only place I get my agave
from. Right, it's vegan free also.
Yeah,
so.
And I'll just shoot that up
perfect.
In my arm. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone offered me an IV drip of heroin or an IV drip of sugar water, I'd probably be like, just give me the sugar water.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Get it right now. I'll fucking kill you.
So you went off sugar. What happened? Or you tried to?
I did it I was traveling and I got lethargic for.
Really? Yeah.
Like 5 days withdrawal for sure. I couldn't
bear,
like I would be walking and just be in this stupor.
Yeah.
And now I just read Potatoes Not Prozac. Have you heard of that book?
No, I've never heard of that.
This woman who made it. Yeah, like if you eat a potato at night, it helps. If you eat a bunch of protein, it produces the tryptophan.
Okay.
And then
tryptophan.
The potato helps raise your insulin, which lets the tryptophan get into your brain to make serotonin.
Wow.
All this stuff. So,
science.
Which helps you make
nice.
Better impulse control. And
dude, I'm definitely going to read that.
You should read it because it's the same thing of using food.
Yeah.
To craft the same things you would like to see from pill. They try and give you pills instead. They try and throw this at you. And she's saying, like your thing. You can just use food for it instead.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, not all, you know, like there's, I'm totally not against Western medicine. Like,
no, right.
Wholeheartedly believe in
cool
it.
Advancement,
but I don't think it should be the first line for things as simple as, I can't sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking drink some tea. Or,
yeah.
You know, hit the bong.
Or exercise.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many. We're
the
so quick to be like,
to
oh, pill. Out. Like, let me take this. Let me take this.
Mm-hmm.
We're so quick to go there. Yeah. That's interesting that you felt all like lethargic though and felt the withdrawal. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a total. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to
get off
of it.
There's an emotional component to things like that with an like addictive nature like that. With coffee, with the alcohol, there's a whole.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things is, I don't feel as bad if I went and got a six pack, mm-hmm. which I could easily do, I could go get a six pack if I'm
totally.
In a mood and I'm just not feeling it today or whatever. I could go get a six pack and drink that.
Yeah.
But then I would feel like I have an issue. I have a problem.
So you don't feel guilt?
I don't feel as much guilt because it's just sugar. It's just sugar. I'm just getting some ice cream and I have a fast, I was blessed with a fast metabolism.
Yeah.
So I don't get fat.
Lucky. Mm-hmm.
And so I just, just getting some ice cream, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If I got a six pack every time I went and bought ice cream and donuts, people would say, dude, you have a fucking problem.
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
But if I just get ice cream and donuts, no one says shit.
Right. Right.
And I just eat the ice cream. But and in my head, I'm like, maybe I'll get beer instead. No, I'll just get ice cream, you know? No guilt.
It's a tough decision. It's a guilt-free drug. Beer or donuts? That's the hardest decision of my day.
Sometimes I just do both.
You know? Whoa, get crazy. Now we have an issue.
Yeah.
Now we have an issue.
Yeah. So it's a really cool time. And I think just the general consensus I get from social media and talking to people.
Yeah.
Everyone's starting to wake up to the fact that we've kind of been duped the past 30 years.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's
and all the stuff we're eating is, what the fuck have we been eating the past 30 years?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I know.
And so now, like you said, you're a part of it.
Yeah. I love this industry. I think it's only going to grow from where it is now. And it's cool because the longer I'm in school, the more I work the job, I work for a dietitian, like people feel comfortable asking me questions now. And it's cool that I'm able to explain it to them. But coming from a scientific background, like I'm not just like, well, cantaloupe is good for you. No, I'm like, no, like I've read this and this and this study. I understand like what protocol, like what they've done, like what the results were. Like I can understand, I can spew it back and be like, okay, this is exactly why cantaloupe is good for you. This is exactly why.
Because it's orange.
I really don't know, but cantaloupe in particular, because it's orange. All right. Well, yeah. So it's cool to be able to explain that. And I only want to learn more. Like I love it. My passion.
But you can tell.
Good.
You can tell when you read it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Some people, you know, really don't care about the science of it, so I really keep it to a minimum on my website, but I think it's cool.
I think you do a good job of integrating science with your little punniness.
Good.
And your jokes and stuff.
It's pretty entertaining too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. I hate, like, food blogs are just like, and then put the spinach in the sun.
What is this voice you keep doing? Who is this?
I don't know. A boring blogger.
It's like, yeah, it's your boring blogger. It's your boring question about cantaloupe person. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know who this person is.
I don't either. Can we call him Frank? And
Yeah. Okay. He sounds kind of more like Dilbert the comic. Yeah. That's how Dilbert would sound.
Yeah,
you just eat the spinach. One is a cantaloupe, dude.
Boring.
Yeah.
Boring. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's... Yeah, it's very cool and it's super pertinent to...
Yeah.
The time right now.
Well, it's cool to know that you read it even though you're not, like, super into cooking. Like, you know? It's cool. I like that. Because
your writing style is good. So if you were writing about pictures or something, or if you were writing about, this is a cool new table.
Yeah.
I would find it interesting because I like your writing style.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
You know?
Thank you.
Yeah. That was good. You didn't reciprocate.
I know. I tried really hard. I was like, thanks. You're a good writer.
You're a good writer.
You're a good writer, too.
Yeah. Take it off me. Take it off me. Take it off me.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Gracias.
Yeah. So.
Just say it in Spanish.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean
lessen it. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, taking compliments is. I do that all the time too. I say, oh yeah, thanks. Like, yeah, I try and find something to shoot a compliment right back at somebody.
Yeah. What is
and
that?
I read a book that said you're actually almost taking away their compliment.
You
because
are.
You're like deflecting it.
You are. Why do you do that?
Like deep. Built self-esteem where you're like, no, there's no way that I can. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not a psychiatrist. I just know that I do that.
Yeah, I do that too. Well, you pointed it out.
Well, you know what? Something that you pointed out to me.
What did I point out?
Have been trying to work on since is you told me that we were on the phone.
Some deep shit.
No, it wasn't that deep.
Okay, good.
I
need two cups of coffee. I can't go there yet.
Well, we've gotten pretty deep, I feel like, so far.
We've gotten some deep.
Yeah, it's been good.
Getting there nice and deep.
We were on the phone, and you said...
Yeah.
I said a bunch of stuff to you, and then you said, wait, what? And I kind of repeated myself, and you said, I'm sorry, you're just talking really fast. I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like...
Oh, yeah.
Huh, okay. And then so I kind of slowed down. And the next few days, I realized how... I get super excited and I just go, and I like try and catch a breath in between.
That was a marathon.
Yeah.
Did you get all that? Are we taking notes?
Yeah, I'm trying to speak.
Good, slower. Yeah. For us dumb folk, you have to slow real down.
But yeah, you're right though. On the phone, I was. What? Alex, I didn't understand what you said. What do you mean? You talk really fast. I didn't.
Yeah. Well, you know, after I've been friends with you for 12 years now.
Yeah.
So, if that was the first time I was pointing it out, obviously it wasn't that bad.
That's true. Maybe just getting more comfortable with each other. We can just
start
talking shit to each
other. Totally. We already do.
That's the next stage of friendship is...
Oh, yeah.
And you're just
hating on the other person. They're just taking it because they fucking love you. And you're like, can't say shit.
You have to love me.
You have to love me.
Yeah.
You're an asshole. I've
known you for 20 years. You have to love me.
Totally.
Yeah,
you definitely reached a point. We're there. I think we're there.
Yeah.
We're there. I don't see you that... Well, I see you like... We always make an effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. For instance, I know I'm flying into Sacramento, so I asked for a ride from the airport.
Yeah.
So I clearly make an effort.
Yeah, for instance, you make an effort. Yeah, which I'm not sure if I can do, by the way, so...
You're busy that day. I will have to check
my planner.
Okay.
My schedule.
To wash your man bun.
Yeah. I don't have it. It's non-existent now, yeah.
You can get the clip in.
I could get the clip in.
Actually, then, could I borrow that? Because there's some times when I'm like, I want a bigger bun.
What do you mean? You didn't wrap all your hair up.
Yeah, but if I had the clip, it'd be, like, more robust.
Oh.
You know. If you ever would have purchased that, I'm saying maybe I could.
It's only $10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shoot.
I could get it for you.
That's right there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, I would not
Merry
get
Christmas.
It for it. That's what your boyfriend's for. Shit.
Hey, this Christmas, I want
a clip-on bun.
Bun.
The clip-on man bun? But I'm going to wear it.
I'm going to wear it,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Girls wear extensions and shit. Like, why not?
Yeah, you could,
Why not?
I'll see at Coachella if anybody actually has the clip-in bun.
Coachella. No, and then I just need a flower crown.
What's that?
In Coachella, the girl, they all wear with the jorts.
I don't know. People hate on Coachella.
I'm not hating.
No, yeah, but, and
that's
like, that look and stuff.
Yeah.
I kind of find it sexy. Like,
Why do you think they wear it?
That gypsy...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of...
Yeah.
Like, I'm a sexy bohemian.
Yeah.
I'm a drifter, but I have a full-time job.
Right,
and a Lexus.
Right. Yeah. And, yeah, that daddy paid for.
But I
but
do...
But I'm
I find
a free
it,
spirit, okay?
I find it attractive.
Free spirit. I'm sure. No, a lot of guys... Yeah, a lot of guys. That's good, though. I mean, it's better than being like, I only find, you know...
Where are you going? Try and spit out something.
I lost it.
Yeah, you did. I saw it in your eyes.
I
saw the fear in your eyes of
I know.
All right, I need to bust out of here so I can beat traffic.
Beat traffic in LA? Good luck. There's no such thing.
It's 2:30. I'm going out to Newport. I should. It's better if I left at 3:30. I mean, if I leave now as opposed to 3:30.
Touché.
Right? Touché. So where do people find your stuff?
My
Tell
stuff.
Them. Yeah. Because you gotta listen to it. Yeah, you gotta read it. Don't listen. Listen to this and then read her stuff.
Let me whore myself out on the podcast.
No, because you wanna.
Yeah, no.
You want people to see
right.
what you got, and it's cool stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe eventually, for all you meat eaters out there,
maybe
soon you will integrate
carnivorous
stuff. Mm-hmm. But you have really cool other stuff.
Yeah. If you
that you don't need meat for.
Yeah.
It's okay, guys. Maybe do one meal a week. One meal a week from your website. That doesn't involve meat.
Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff on there. It's the SavvySweetPotato.com. It's the
SAVVY.
Savvy.
That is a tricky word.
Is it really?
Savvy sweet potato.
The second V throw you off?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's a long title for a website, but
SavvySweetPotato.com.
Yeah,
and then on that,
food horror was taken. Just kidding. Yeah, so it's that website, and I post a recipe like every week, and sometimes I have guests. I had a guest post last week about self love and body image, and that was cool. And yeah, that's that.
And the Edible Peace Project is through that website, yeah, right?
It's on there. It's in the menu.
And you have an Instagram.
I have an Instagram
called Savvy Sweet Potato, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so all types of ways to connect.
All types of ways to connect on the interwebs.
Yeah. Yeah. Sell yourself. Come on. Let's get it. Yeah.
You could also write me.
Instagram. Write her
on by post.
Right. Yeah.
You could write me a letter. Also, I would love
her
that.
Fax number
my
is.
Fax.
Do you have a
I have
your,
a pager.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's your pager number? Let's do that.
I forget. You could send me
page you,
I could send me a carrier pigeon. I love birds.
That would be sweet.
I love birds.
If you're into Harry Potter, send her an owl.
An owl.
Yeah.
Actually, that'd be sick.
A lot of different ways to communicate.
Yeah. A lot of ways.
Yeah. If you're sick of this, you know, of the social media scene, send an owl.
Yeah, you're tired of Instagram, Twitter, send an owl.
Send an owl.
Tired of the Twitter bird, send a real bird.
Yeah. Would you have a Twitter, actually?
I do not have a Twitter. Do you have a Twitter? Do you tweet?
I have an account. I've never used it, and it
you
got
have an account?
It got hacked. I've never touched the thing.
It got hacked?
I made it to make it. And I got
it.
You
took a dump.
2 days ago. Like, no, 2 days ago, I got, I took a dump. That would be at least funny. I would have, you know, I'd say, cool, man, this guy hacked, has a sense of humor.
What did they say then when they hacked it?
It just posted the one, like my aunt is my only follower, or I follow, I don't know how it works.
That's depressing.
I don't go on it.
God, I'm going to get one just to follow you. That's so sad.
Well, just like, it posted a link of hers or something.
Oh.
That was 2 days ago. I've never touched the thing. I made it a year ago. 2 days ago, I get an email saying your account's been hacked. We just changed your password. What the fuck? I'm not even a good target. What are you? Who are you distributing your hack to?
One aunt.
The one aunt. That's,
one aunt.
And he hacked. He posted something about her, like it was, or the computer. I don't know these hackers
that
if it's
weird.
Like a computer bot kind of thing.
I don't know either. I don't know how that works.
It posted so her funny. Link to her. What a waste of a hack. I mean, get Obama or something. Like, go hack LeBron James and
seriously,
make it worthwhile. I don't understand
seriously.
Why the computer hacked him.
I don't know. Well, actually, you know, your podcast is doing pretty well. You're a pretty popular guy. People want to hack you.
I guess, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, hack into the one follower on Twitter. So
mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so don't follow you on Twitter.
Don't follow me on Twitter.
Send you pigeons.
I just
pages.
Updated a LinkedIn, but even that's kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
Do people use LinkedIn? Is that cool?
No.
No? Okay.
No, we're not going to talk about LinkedIn on this podcast.
Okay, just kidding. I don't have LinkedIn, guys.
Yeah.
Don't have one. Never will.
Yeah. We're not going to do that.
No.
So, but they can check out the website and the Instagram. Best way.
Yep.
And they can contact you on the website.
Like
isn't
I said,
there,
send
there
an email. What?
But there's an email thing on the website, isn't there?
Yes, I have my email on there.
Okay.